forward momentum.
Knights of the Old Republic, Outcasts, based on the Star Wars universe created by George Lucas. Episode 7, Crescendo. It is 30 years after the Jedi Civil War, millennia before the time of the Galactic Empire, a time of legend and myth. 3 days have passed, during which all players in the Galactic game have raced to reach Darafor first. The Wanderer and her crew are one jump from the prize. But even as they draw near, the Sith flagship Dragon hurtles into orbit like a wounded comet.
We have arrived, my lord.
And the fleet?
All warships have been rallied from our holdings. We've had to abandon several smaller worlds, but every fighting ship we have is here, as you ordered.
Very good. Captain Hirrodin, have all troops, security personnel, and every man not on flight detail prepared to disembark. Issue combat armor and field weapons where needed. We need them all on the planet's surface as soon as possible.
My lord? But the fleet...
Leave skeleton crews on all vessels. They're only here to delay interference. The real prize is on the surface, and once we have it, anyone who stands against us will be as dust.
Yes, Lord Vanar, as you command.
I will be accompanying the first wave of troops to the surface. Have my personal fighter prepared. Yes, as we draw nearer to the gateway, I can feel it. The ward is subtle, but it is there. No wonder I could not sense it before.
Droid, engage landing sequence.
Commander.
Yes, Lord Vanar.
Our objective is in that cave there. I leave the tactical concerns to you. But after I enter, I want none to follow me. Is that understood?
Yes, my lord.
Good. Now carry out my orders. Ah, the silence is strong. Its power fills me. I see the future it calls forth. Such beauty. Such pristine beauty. Ah. But there remains one obstacle. Not merely the ward, but the guardian. She draws nigh, though. Let her come. I will erase her stain from this perfection.
Approaching Dara system. Reversion for Dara 4 in 3 seconds.
Look at that. There has to be 40, 50 capital ships at least, not to mention a whole cloud of fighters.
Thren, we have incoming! Going evasive!
Maybe they didn't learn after all. Those look like the unmanned models. Overriding their systems now.
The fighters are closing in, Ren.
Almost there.
Now would be good, Thren. They're moving to envelop us.
Detecting hyperspace reversion to our stern, Captain.
Oh, they changed their protocol. Nothing I can do.
They're breaking to attack.
Do something, Liana.
I can't. They're on us.
Hey, why aren't we dead? We should be dead.
Are you complaining?
No, just curious. What the? There's a Republic fleet behind us?
I told you they were coming.
Hang on. The flagship is contacting.
Wanderer, Wanderer, respond. It is vital you maintain your present course.
Aaron?
Why maintain course? It'll make us a bigger target.
This is why. Fire when ready, Captain.
Well, that's a good reason.
We punched you a hole straight to the planet's surface. Go on, we'll handle Vanar's fleet.
I didn't think your masters were keen on helping us. How'd you convince them?
I didn't. So I told them what for and left to find other help. Being with you people has been a seriously negative influence on me.
Our baby is growing up so fast.
You'll earn good timing, at least.
Ren, less chatter, please. I need you to figure out where we're going on the planet before we get there.
Yes, Captain. Kara, what are we looking for?
It's some sort of cave. Northern Hemisphere. Dayward side. There's a huge concentration of life around a big, empty spot. Vanar probably ringed himself with as many soldiers as he could. Can you find a big knot of them?
Found it. Feeding you the coordinates now. We'll keep the armada off your back and drop some troops of our own to give you cover. May the Force... Good luck, Wanderer. Make it back safe.
That's the plan.
Thank you, Aaron. I regret our previous words.
Lessons learned, Leona. Besides, the scars should fade. Now go kick ass.
Scars?
Long story. Getting telemetry now. Vanar's forces are dug in good. We'll be getting anti-air fire any moment.
Or even sooner. Hang on.
You can't go evasive in the upper atmosphere. We'll burn up.
Would you rather we get shot down?
It doesn't matter. Look out.
We're hit. Brace yourselves. We're going to crash. Is everyone all right?
I think so.
I am, but the ship's not. Main power's still good. Repulsors and all drive systems are down. Weapons and shields are both fried. In other words, we now have a nice house.
Ren?
Don't worry, I can fix them all in about 10 hours. Unfortunately, we won't have that long. Sensors tell me there's about 3,000 or so troops marching up the backside of that hill toward us.
Great. And how far are we from the target?
Only about 40 miles or so. A couple days hard walking.
We don't have a couple of days.
At any rate, we need to get out of here before we're trapped. Ren, is T5 ready?
Well, now that we have Republic troops around, I need to make a little modification to his programming. It'll only take me a few seconds.
What modification?
Well, I set him up to shoot anyone who wasn't us. I should probably widen that so he doesn't shoot our new allies in the back.
Carter? Come on, we have to move.
Some homecoming, huh?
T5's updated.
B4, take this survival med pack. You're a medic until I say otherwise. Kara, drop the ramp and send T5 out.
Your scouts are closer than we thought. We can't get trapped in here.
I'll go first and cover you three. Remember, B4 can't shuffle that fast.
Kara, wait!
Freaking nuts. Come on!
Make for those rocks! They'll screen us!
Where are those troops Aaron promised us?
The Sith have them pinned down. It looks like we're on our own.
Look! There are shuttles approaching.
Sith! Those aren't Republic shuttles.
We're going to be surrounded. Damn, there isn't a more defensible position out here. Kara, run. You need to get to Vanar.
No! If she runs, she's a target. They'll just shoot her in the back. Kara, listen. We're not important here. We got you here. We're done. Surrender if you have to. Use some Jedi trick to get them to take you to Vanar. As long as you stay alive, you can end it.
Don't go self-sacrificing on me, Spacer Boy. I was just calling in some friends.
What? What friends?
See that wisp of cloud up there?
It's moving against the wind?
We come.
Stars, eh? What are those monster birds? They're the size of cargo speeders.
They're tearing shuttles apart in midair, shredding troops on the ground. The Sith are being annihilated.
I missed you, my featherless fledgling. It is good that you returned. Something stirs.
That is why my friends and I are here. Can you carry us to it?
What are they? Why do they cluster around you and avoid Ren and I?
My friends. They're called glider wings. They can sing in the music and... I think they're afraid of you.
We will carry you into battle. The silence is growing. It will consume the world if we allow it.
Admiral, status report.
The Sith are being driven back. The responses are sluggish. I think their ships may be undermanned. We should press our advantage.
How long until we reach coordinates?
We're 3 degrees out. At this rate, less than a minute. Ground control reports that all troops are dead side. They're engaging the Sith ground forces at the Wanderer crash site, but they say the freighter was deserted.
Bad manners. Not waiting for us to rescue them. As soon as we're in position, I want you to clear a path between the Wanderer and the cave. Carve it right through the Sith lines.
Admiral Gran, coming up on the Sith flagship.
Take that out. Might just cripple the rest of the fleet. All forward batteries. Target the flagship and open fire.
Captain, Republic fleet is closing on our position.
Have to hold. If they take us, they can bombard Lord Vanar directly. Order all ships to converge on us.
Sir, there is sheer chaos on our tactical frequencies. I don't even know if the order can get through. Shields are gone!
Republic dogs.
Captain, they're closing to point-blank range. Their forward batteries are targeting our con tower. What? What do we do?
We die.
Dragon! Dragon, come in, this is ground command. Blast! Attention all ground forces. We've lost contact with fleet. Prepare for possible orbital strike. Cover! Cover!
Bombardment's over. All troops, watch for enemy incursions. Front line, report.
We have AV and biotics on approach. Scans show them to be the same creatures to attack the forward positions.
Anti-air batteries, open fire.
We're hitting them hard, sir, but they're breaking through.
All forward units advance. Bring those damn birds down.
Their lead elements are past our lines. Should be your position any moment.
Commander?
Who the hell are you? Wait. That armor. You're the one who escaped the dragon, Lady Vandine.
My business is with your lord. Stand aside, or I will force my way to him.
Huh? Well, here's my answer.
I don't want to do this. But you leave no choice.
It's only making him stronger. There's the cave. Ren, Leanna, I'm glad you made it through safely.
Your glider wing friends dropped us off here after you cleared the way. Great maker, Kara. I've never seen anyone fight so.
He's in there?
Uh-huh.
Good. Everyone ready? Right. Let's go kill him.
Can you feel it, Diarn? I can no longer see the road before the child.
Blade Dancer's kin, you mean?
Yes. She has passed into shadow, and I do not know if she will ever emerge again.
We were wrong to ignore the rise of Vanar, his silence. It could destroy us all. I am sorry, Ash Quinn. I will not lie to you. I feel as though our final chapter is being penned. We must find what peace we can in that.
But without us! Master!
Ah, the prophesied moment. It approaches.
It does, Lord.
Be not afraid, friends. The girl is equal to the task I have appointed her. It shall be as I foresaw. She will awaken, and then we will make her ours.
Are you certain? If she truly awakens to what she is, she will be beyond even our control.
I sense your lack of faith in the vision, Dion. Do not work against us with your doubt and fear.
Against you? Forces will, man. Do not hear yourself anymore.
Age, Dion, do you still tread the same path as we?
I am a Jedi. I serve the Force and walk the path it has laid before my feet.
Yes, I see that. A pity. Forgive me, old friend. Your wisdom will be missed, but we must continue alone.
He lost his faith. Regrettable, but he did raise a valid point. Was it wise to allow this confrontation now? Can the girl truly defeat the Avatar?
Perhaps not. But there remain too many other possibilities. Some are beyond our control. If only Ra did not fail to secure Selene's legacy.
Forgive me, Master. But is it possible he is truly broken from us?
No. He walks our path still, even if he does not know it.
It's just a cave tunnel. Somehow I expected an altar or something.
And that almost spooks me more.
Ren, Lyanna, guard the entrance. Make sure no one else gets in.
Right. Be careful, Kara.
I would not have missed these last few weeks for anything. Come back to us, Kara.
Be well, both of you.
Lady Vanden. Your grandmother's armor suits you.
We're going to end it, Vanar. Your army is being defeated and your fleet is lost. Now I'm going to kill you. The silence ends here.
Fuck. The silence does not end here, even if you win. The Jedi have struggled since their inception with this simple truth, and now it is your turn. How does one shine brightly and not cast an equally dark shadow? You cannot exist without me.
You don't get it, do you? You took everything from me. I don't care if I survive or not, but I will end you, right here and right now.
You're wrong, you know. I admit, I lied to you. I want this power, this silence. But everything else I ever said to you was the utter truth.
The sad part is that you think I care about your lies. Come down off your kingly dais and get your hands dirty.
Your tragedy is complete, then. Shall we dance, my lady?
He's good. I've never fought someone who's trained with a lightsaber. He's turning every attack I make aside, and his silence, it's eating at me, draining my strength.
It's a pity, really, that you were never trained. This is not even difficult. I will finish you quickly, if you ask it of me. This silly dancing about is entertaining, I suppose, but hardly befitting our rank. Stand down and let this end. Selene would weep for your lack of ability.
Don't you sully her name, monster.
You mar the perfection we seek. You must be cleansed for our utopia to flourish.
If I have to die anyway, I'm going down with your blood on my hands.
Then let us end it. How? I miss you by a hair. Where is this skill coming from?
The music of the universe sings in my heart. You cannot hide it from me. No silence can smother it, no matter how great. I hear it now. And it is a tune I know well.
We shall see!
Blade Dancer was not a term of respect, not to Selene anyway. Don't you get it, Vanar? Blade Dancer described how she fought. Why do you retreat, my lord? Is a simple farm girl too much for you? Do you think your army can really help you best me?
No. I want your friends to see you die. I yield, Lady Vanden. Spare me.
What?
Kara, his lightsaber is behind you. Die!
Kara!
What have you done? You've killed me.
What is...
It's the silence. It's looking for a new host. No, wait, it's...
Thren, no!
It chose him. It chose someone it knew I could not kill.
When you shine, you cast a shadow. You must deal with the shadow you cast.
You're right. I know what I have to do.
We done it! We were so close! Ren, why did I have to kill you?
Sir? The Sith fleet has surrendered, as have their ground forces. We're taking several thousand prisoners.
That doesn't matter. He may have defeated Vanar, but his master just won.
I don't understand.
It's... Wait, do you hear that?
Yeah. Wait, yes, very faintly. Is that a girl singing?
Kara, she's singing!
Ren? No, Ren. I'm going to help you. Vanar was right. The silence is the shadow cast by the bright light of music, of the Force. And only through that can I help you.
Help me?
Yes. After all, the only way to not cast a shadow is to shine everywhere at once.
It's involving me. War. So war.
You are lost in your way, deep in an awesome story. You're safe now, Ren. It's gone from you. But now I have to keep it from finding anyone else ever again.
Admiral?
By the stars, what was that?
Victory. Final victory.
Ren?
I'm all right, Leon. Kara, she saved me. She saved us all.
Kara?
I'm here.
I'm dying. But before the Force takes me, I have to say one last thing to you. I failed. I am so sorry. I was not always that creature. I was a Jedi once. A young Padawan who followed his master father to war. I swore to protect you when he died. When Jor-El did. But the silence took me. I couldn't stop it.
Hush. Your duty is done, cousin. Rest. It's fine now.
Your light, cousin. It was so beautiful.
Mother, father, I've buried the remains of Selene's holocron beside you. And next to it, the body of Karenin Manar, our loyal kin and protector. May their presences bring you solace in the world you've crossed into.
Child?
The farm is nearly gone, isn't it? Just a blackened smudge, and fields going to seed. In a few years, not even that. It brings it all back. The loss, I mean.
It is the way of things, child.
I know, Grandmother. But that doesn't make it easier. I miss them.
They are with you, Kara. They are always with you, as am I. We are so very proud of you.
Grandmother, tell them I love them, would you please? It's important.
They know, child. They know.
Or shall I carry you to your friends now?
You're my oldest friend. You know that, right?
You mean to continue your journey, then? Do not trouble yourself with grief, my featherless fledgling. Your song is still upon our winds, as is ours. It will find you wherever you roam.
Ren, have you seen T5?
I think the Republic troops are still cheering him. I gather the little monster was quite the battlefield terror.
Let them then. He's earned it.
At least the texts they loaned us were thorough. Fast, too. Though, it didn't feel right letting other people fix the Wanderer.
Ah, and here comes the source of our largesse.
What? Hey, Jedi. Welcome back to land.
The fleet will return to Telos as soon as they finish mopping up here, but, I have a slight problem.
Really? Which is?
I have no wish to return to Solara and the Jedi. The Council turned its back on the Code. I still serve that tradition, but they do not. It does, however, leave me without a home.
What are we, a halfway house for itinerant Jedi?
Do have a spare bunk, do you not?
We do. You may accompany us, Erin.
Yeah, great. Carol went back to her family farm. We may have to wait for her.
She'll be here in time.
I hope so. I'm anxious to get off this rock.
Isn't that how we got into this?
It does sound familiar.
So, where to next, boss?
You too? I suspect we may have to lay low until things settle down. I'm not sure how many of Ren's contacts would still be willing to consider us.
We may have a hard time finding employment. Kara, are you certain you want to come with us?
My place is with my family. So stop stalling and let's go.
The Wanderer soon lifts free from Dara 4. It streaks up and up into the blue sky and the jeweled night of space. An uncertain fate awaits the ship and her crew. New obstacles will rise, and the path they tread will twist and turn about them. But they will always remember this moment. They will always have each other. Knights of the Old Republic, Outcasts, Episode 7, Crescendo, is based on the fan fiction by Devin Cox and Jenna Wilson, and the Star Wars universe created by George Lucas. Heard in this episode were Sarah Moore as Kara Tal Vanden, Hazen Nestor as Aaron Rod, Jim Perry as Ren Falani, Catherine Ranella as Liana, Nathan P. Butler as Lord Vinar and Master, and Andrew Gilbertson as Captain Hirrodin. Also heard were Devin Cox as the Glider Wing, James Wadsworth as the Sith Bridge Officer, Aaron Mans as D'Yarn and the Sith Troop Commander, Melissa D. Johnson as Quinn and Celine Blade Dancer, and Alan Smithy as Admiral Gren. Also heard in this series were Joe Harrison, Silas Carter, Quentin Boyd, Edward Teong, Gareth Bowley, and Delvin James. This is Nathan P. Butler. The series was produced and directed by Devin Cox of Forward Momentum Productions. Knights of the Old Republic, Outcast, is a non-profit fan production produced for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Wars and any other copyrighted materials herein, including any unoriginal music and sound effects, are reserved to their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. This program and this series are dedicated to the memory of Brian Daly.